Well, the tensions actually go back to the Mughal era when the mosque is first supposed to have been built in the 1800s. And the contention is that it was built upon a temple site. And the arguments that are being presented in the court are fairly simple on the face of it. The Hindu petitioners say that because it's built atop a ancient Hindu temple, they should be allowed to worship at least the deities who, deities that are present. The mosque has said that the mosque is the property and the grounds are the property of the Waqf board, which means that it has been granted over to the mosque as a as an act of charity by somebody. So the property belongs to the mosque, and any changes to the nature of the place of worship are in contravention to Indian law. What legal experts are saying that it might have long impact on the freedom of worship in the country as well.